between you and me, right where you are right in this moment, is exactly where you were meant to be. So, wherever that may be, just be.
Pregnancy prepares you for that birth, right? If you sort of take that traditional, like, stuff and ignore model of dealing with emotions, then you go, oh.
And so as my labor was progressing, it was really interesting because I felt like pushing from the very beginning, like my body was like pushing from the very beginning. And I find out later after I have her that she was also posterior. And so that's why it felt like pushing from the very beginning. But through every single contraction, it was so amazing because I would just stimulate my clitoris and just be with myself in the bath, and every single I felt it coming on, I started stimulating my clitoris, and then at the end of the contraction I would stop. And so every single contraction was pleasure. Every single contraction was like pleasure plus orgasm. And the entire time I was just like leaning over the side of the bath like, I highly recommend this. It's so amazing. So that was the journey. That was me in the bathtub for probably 4.5 hours, was just being with myself, being with each contraction. And I say contraction, I know a lot of people like to use surge or waves or stuff like that. Whatever feels good for you. To me, contraction is like, oh yeah, my muscles are doing their job. It's just like, that's what they do. Contraction doesn't mean hurt to me. Contraction just means bear hug. And so yeah, through every, and even as they got more intense, as it was like bringing the baby down, as like all of these things, I was like, okay, I noticed that like it's getting more intense. And as I would stimulate my clitoris, I noticed. So I studied music therapy at ASU. And one of the techniques that we learned was about this pain gate theory in your brain. Right? So your brain can process this much information at one time. And so with music, when I worked with patients in hospitals and things like that, helping them decrease their pain. And with music, you feel that space with the engagement of music. You feel it with like either listening or participating or whatever to take up that space that the brain can process. Right? And so, so as I was in my birthing experience, right, I've already learned how to like, deprogram the fact that birth needs to hurt and birth needs to be this awful thing. And so I was just feeling these tight contractions. However, when I stimulated my clitoris, it overrode my entire capacity of my brain. So I didn't even feel the tightness. Like I was like, okay, I kind of can sense when it's starting, and then I started stimulating, and then like, and then I could sense when it was ending, but like, it was really like, almost imperceptible that I could even feel the contraction and feel the tightness of my contractions. And so just the entire time I was pleasuring and orgasming, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing. I can tell you that like, I have never orgasmed more in one day than I did giving birth to my baby. Like what? Okay.
Well, I mean, how many?
I will take that.
How many contractions does a normal labor have? And if you take each of those and you go, okay, well, I'm gonna use nature and my body's natural pleasure endorphin system and really work with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course it makes sense. So I'm just curious, like, were you having, you know, what you would sort of call like a clitoral orgasm with those sensations? Or was it just like, or was it the sense of like clitoral pleasure that was really intense because of the sort of the added hormones of the labor?
It was like, I'm getting like, yeah, it was like pleasure. And then like some contractions, it would turn into a full on orgasm.
So excited.
Yeah. it was definitely wow. Both. It was all of it. It was exactly like, it was better than I even thought it could be.